If your brother has something against you, leave your gift before the altar and go and be reconciled to your brother. Which is it? Is it that the person giving the gift has offended someone else or has been offended?
This is the offended person here. Yeah. There's two places Jesus teaches about going and dealing with sin. That's one of them. The other's in Matthew chapter 18. And it's the way I was taught it was called God's collision course. God commands both people in the conflict to go to each other. Right? So it doesn't matter which one you are. If you're the person who sinned, or you're the person who's sinned against, in either circumstances, you're told to go and work that out with the other person. If both people are obeying Christ, that problem is going to be resolved. All right? The difficulty you get into what Matthew 18 is about is when somebody doesn't think they did anything wrong, and then you need more witnesses involved to try to coax that person towards seeing what he did wrong was wrong, so that the situation can be resolved. But it's about restoring the relationship. But again, the issue here is anger in our hearts because you were offended. Yeah. But you know, this is one of the things, Larry and I, we have been talking in some emails about this. You know, there's this part that is difficult for some people in what I teach. I'm talking about forgiveness is it's a relational transaction. So let's pick on you this morning. Todd offends me, right? He does something to me. I could have used Bruce, but he sat too far back this morning. So Todd's offended me. As I wait for him to repent. Now, part of the process can be me going to Todd and saying, okay, Todd, what you did here was wrong. And Todd goes, Darren, you're crazy. What I did wasn't wrong. And then I could get Larry and Joe and other people, and they'd come and say, Todd, you really did the wrong thing. And then Todd could say, no, I didn't. And then we'd say, all right, whole church, Todd's not getting this. But the reason you do that, for two reasons. One, because Todd may be right or wrong. Sometimes leadership of the church gets haywire. And then the whole church has to say, it's like, Darren, you're wrong. Todd's the right one here. So part of the whole process of getting witnesses involved is to sort out what's right. But let's, for the sake of argument, Todd's the one who's wrong, because that's just easy. All right, so Todd, you're wrong. And so in the meantime, maybe I have told Todd about, okay, here's this thing that's wrong, but he hasn't asked to be forgiven yet. Maybe he's not sure about it. Maybe he just needs some more time to process that. In the meantime, what do I do as I wait? Well, I don't wait with any anger in my heart. I have no vengeance against him. It's not eating me up inside. I'm waiting for him to say, Darren, will you forgive me? Yeah. Okay. No anger, no vengeance, no nothing. But the relationship can't move past the issue until he acknowledges the problem and the issue. Because relationships are based on common values. And until he admits that the value he held was blocking the relationship, how can the relationship go on? Not in that area. I mean, there could be other parts. If it's a trivial thing, maybe it's part of a relationship. You know, you can see that in husband-wife relationships where, you know, 99% of everything's just going along fine, but there's 1%, there's a little conflict there. It's blocking a section of your relationship. It's because you don't agree on a value. You haven't sorted that out. But that doesn't mean the other 99% of the relationship is all war and fighting. It just means that issue isn't worked out. So some things are a portion of a relationship. Some things are huge and catastrophic, and they will completely destroy a relationship if they're not sorted out. But in the meantime, until you know, let's just use a husband-wife situation where, you know, you agree on 99% of something, here's this one thing you disagree on. You know, you could both stand there all day and saying, you're the one who's wrong. No, you're the one who's wrong. And you're still not going to come to an agreement on that. You can, if that thing's big enough to you and it's great enough value for it, it could destroy your relationship. But if it's a relatively small thing, what do? Well, you don't get angry about it. You think about it and you continue to discuss it. And maybe in the end, you're going to have to say, you know what? This is a non-moral thing and we're just going to disagree about it. You know, because, you know, you want to use Palmolive and I want to use Dove. You know, whatever the issue is, some things are small. The issue Jesus is saying, if you don't get angry about it, you know, while you wait to forgive, while you get this sorted out, it's not that big of a deal. He's just saying, in the Jewish kingdom, the rule was don't murder. In my kingdom, we don't get angry with each other. And remember, whatever applies to you applies to the king. There's not one set of rules for the king and one set of rules for you. It's what I love about the kingdom. If I'm not allowed to get angry with you when you sin against me, he doesn't get angry with me either. He doesn't get angry with you. Can you believe that? Astonishing.